The online retailer Amazon isn't just selling books these days. It's become a publisher with an imprint of its own, Amazon Crossing. It specializes in new foreign titles in translation. Alan Chu has just read one of Amazon's latest offerings, a novel called The Greenhouse by Icelandic writer Adish Eva Olafsdottir.
Lopi, that's the nickname of Arion Leotis Thoris, a red-headed 22-year-old Icelandic fellow from the countryside. He's the father of a young girl from what he calls, slyly, a half-nightstand. He shyly admits to only 5 one-night stands in his resume. He's also got a widowed father, an autistic twin brother, and a love of horticulture, of roses in particular. This love interest takes him from Iceland to a neighboring country, probably Sweden but never named, and a project to revitalize the rose gardens at a legendary monastery deep in the countryside. Lopi tells all this in his own voice, which is pretty matter-of-fact. About the matter-of-fact of life, a wise priest from the monastery who becomes something of Lopi's mentor offers a caveat. The claim that art has to represent reality is a strange one, the priest says. You'd think people would have had enough of mundane reality. But that's all Lopi has, and when the young woman from the half-night stand shows up at the monastery with their small child, he learns to love more of the mundane than ever before. Novelist Adish Olafsdottir certainly makes the most of it, giving us pages of recipes, infant haberdashery, and gardening, as if this makes up an entire world. Which in this sly and sweetly narrated novel, it does. It does.
The book is The Greenhouse by Adish Eva Olafsdottir and translated from Icelandic by Brian Fitzgibbon. Alan Chu teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.